I've received some queries from a disciple of mine who is distributing Srila Prabhupada's books in America about dealings with a godbrother of his, means another disciple of mine. Now, when I say this, you might think that, oh no, it's another case of devotees not getting along with each other, but it's not the case in this case. I'll read what he says, that the devotee who he's referring to regards himself, the devotee who's writing says that the devotee I'm talking about regards me as a senior, and in age and in time within Krishna consciousness, the devotee who's writing is a senior. But, he says, I know that he is, well, he distributes considerably more books than the devotee who's writing, and considerably more than most other anywhere else. And so he's got some special mercy, to use that term, for distributing books. And I feel he is much better situated devotionally than I am. However, this devotee says, there are things that I have learned which I feel I need to communicate to him, but at the same time I feel unqualified to instruct him. He is very dear to me, but I wonder, how should I attempt to guide a devotee who I know is better than myself? And how should I know that I'm actually representing you, writing to myself, and not exhibiting my anarthas? So this is a very nice attitude to take, to feel that another devotee is better than me. Still, one may feel that a devotee is better in their core mood of service and devotion than myself, but still there are things that I have to teach to him. Well, a similar attitude was taken by a similar case of Jagannath Mishra, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who naturally used to instruct him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has taken the role of a son because he likes to be instructed. So to be instructed is not necessarily a bad thing. He takes the role of a disciple. So, in his dream one night, a godly figure came to Jagannath Mishra and said that, you see, you don't know who your son is. You shouldn't chastise him and tell him what to do. And Jagannath Mishra said, well, he may be a god or what, he may be Narayan himself. Of course, he is Narayan himself. But he was saying that rhetorically. Even if he's Narayan himself, it's my job as his, my duty as his father to instruct him. So, similarly, if there is a devotee who is junior to us, we don't make too much out of someone being senior or junior. It is important to recognize the distinction, but at the same time, we shouldn't amplify that distinction in a mundane way for personal prestige. But it may be that someone is junior to us, but we feel they're very advanced. But still, if we have to, we have to instruct them. If there are things they have to learn from us. We can see there's something I know. For instance, I didn't know when I joined this movement. So many things. I'm just thinking of one thing that's not very much emphasized in the West and not in India in general at the present time, but it used to be very much part of Indian culture, that one gives and receives objects, preferably with the right hand and not with the left hand. I remember being told this by Jaipataka Maharaj. This must have been in the late 1970s. We were sitting in the shop, I don't know what you call it, of the Damodar Prasad Shastri, the Ramanujiya Marwari Ayurvedic doctor who had treated Srila Prabhupada. And somehow I gave something to Jaipataka Maharaj, or to someone, maybe I gave it to the Shastri. And Jaipataka Maharaj corrected me and told me that. Now, of course, he's senior to me in all respects. But I'm just giving the example there was no bad intention in giving it with the left hand, but it's just a fine point of Vedic and Vaishnav culture to give with the right hand. So someone may not know that, and for their benefit, you have to tell them. Srila Prabhupada said about his father also, that sometimes his father would say to him, "Don't mind, I have to tell you this." The father can always instruct the son. But the father took the position that my son is a Vaishnava, so still I have to tell you this. So one shouldn't feel shy about doing so. One may do so in a humble way. Instruction is not usually given in a humble way, but it means you should do this. I'm telling you something you don't know. In other words, it means taking a somewhat superior position. Something else Jaipataka Maharaj told me when I was early in a management role and I was having difficulty adjusting to it, and I'm sure those under me had more difficulty in adjusting because I took a somewhat heavy hand as far as I remember. And he told me that Srila Prabhupada had made him, Jaipataka Maharaj, the temple president in Montreal, I think it was, or Toronto in Canada, when he himself, Jaipataka Maharaj, was very young, both in age compared to the other devotees and in time in the movement. But Srila Prabhupada had made him the temple president. So he told me it was difficult to get anyone to listen to him, being so young. But to facilitate his service, he had to approach different devotees and ask them in a very humble mood, "Prabhu, could you please do this? Could you please do that?" So in that way, he was obliged to, even though in a position of authority, he was obliged to not exert his authority or not try to take the position of one whose authority is automatically accepted. So it is possible to instruct others and at the same time not want to show that one is dominating them. One may say, "Prabhu, please excuse me, but I feel I should tell you this." Like this, it's quite possible to do so without becoming very strong on someone. Of course, human interactions, psychology, dynamics, they can be very complex. And someone, however you instruct them, they may not want to hear. But if the devotee is sincere about Krishna consciousness, they'll want to hear. And in this case, there shouldn't be too much problem. In other words, one shouldn't neglect one's duty to instruct others out of a feeling of insufficiency, humility, because it's the duty to instruct. If something requires to be said, then for the benefit of the person you're speaking to and of all concerned, one should tell them. There are two points here in conflict. The instruction needs to be given, but I don't feel I'm qualified to give it to this person. So, whoops. Some living being has come. More important than our feeling of incapacity is the need to help others by giving them relevant instructions. One may have to learn to do that in a Vaishnav manner, because materialistic people, they may tell others what to do in an unpleasant way. So one has to learn actually to be a Vaishnava. What does it mean to be a Vaishnava? The thought should be, what is best for this other person? They can be benefited by taking this instruction. And how should I know that I'm, he writes, how should I know that I'm representing you and not exhibiting my anarthas? Yeah, this can be a problem also, that when someone does instruct or has a little position of authority, then they may start to exhibit some egoism. Even though it's in devotional service, we're not completely pure. So our desires to dominate others or show ourselves better than others, that may come also. So even though the intent to instruct others for their good, that is a good intent, but it tends to mix with our anarthas, for instance, of showing ourselves to be very learned or better than others. It just reminds me that you can't see here, but there's a bull was just born here a few days ago. Bull calf. So when they're just born, they're very timid. Generally, when they're just born, just out of the womb, they're very timid. But just after a few days, when they start to get a little energy and realize their strength, they can become naughty little boys. And then as they get older, they can become quite aggressive. Yeah, bulls are famous for that. So it might be that we start off very timid, but then when we realize, yeah, people are listening to me and respecting me, then we may go too far and exhibit some egoism. So how can we be free from this? Well, just always remember, I'm only a servant. That's all. Simple thing. Amito Vaishnava buddhi hoile amani na hobavami. Patishta sha ashi hridoy dushibe. Hoibo niroyagami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur warns against this tendency of thinking, now I'm a Vaishnava. I'm a very great personality. If we think like this, then automatically we won't be humble, which is the very meaning of being a Vaishnava. And the desire for recognition will enter and pollute our hearts, and we'll become candidates for going to hell. He gives a very, very severe warning. We have to be very careful. So again, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, studying the teachings of the Vaishnava Acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Elsewhere, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, Loya Shadubesh Kare Ane Upadesh E Boro Maya Ranga. He says that now I'm dressed like a sadhu, and I think I can give instructions to others. This is all just Maya's play. So we shouldn't instruct anybody. We're unqualified, but we should do so as a servant of our guru. So in the early stages of bhakti, our practice of devotional service will be mixed with material motivations, or at least a hangover from material contaminations. We can't immediately stop it all. But at the same time, if we think, oh, now then, if I go and distribute books, then I'll become puffed up. Or if I preach, then I'll become puffed up. So better I don't preach. If I become a guru, then I'll become puffed up. So I won't initiate others. I won't take that role. Well, if we think like that, then others will be deprived of the mercy that we have received from our guru and that we're supposed to give to others. So it's a kind of selfishness to not act for the benefit of others, because one thinks that I will myself become contaminated. The danger is there. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told the Kurma Brahmana who wanted to travel with him that, no, you just stay here and you preach. Jari Deko Tare Koha Krishna Upadesh Amaragya Guru Hoya Taro Edesh. You preach, instruct others about Krishna's instructions. In this way, become a guru on my order and deliver this land. Because the Brahmana said, I can't stay here. It's all Maya at home. I'm just all the time, the waves of Maya are overcoming me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you do this, if you preach Krishna consciousness, then kabuna badibe tomai e bishoy taranga punarapi e tai pabe morashonga. He says that if you do like this, the waves of Maya will never, the waves of sense gratification will never overcome you. And you will meet me here again in this place. So we have to go on with our devotional service, being careful not to be overcome by our anartas, by praying to Krishna, following the process of Krishna consciousness very strictly, very carefully. And it's one of these how-to. How can I be sincere? How can I be dedicated? Same thing. Go take up Krishna consciousness seriously. Everything will come. Be careful also not to become victimized by any facet of Maya, such as the desire to dominate, which may come when one starts to instruct others, or when one is recognized as a leader or instructing others, then others will respect. So we may think, let me go away and be a bhajanananda, live in the forest, don't speak with anyone, then otherwise my anartas will come out. Yeah, but if we don't preach, then the anartas will always stay in. Better they come out and become purified. Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.